Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a precious opportunity for us to take time out to listen to the Bible and to hear what God has to say to us. Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. Then he separated the light from the darkness. It would be impossible to exaggerate the importance of light. Without light, there is no life. It's as simple as that. So it's not surprising to discover that on day one of creation, God created light. No life could occur until that had happened. But with the introduction of light, life was able to burst out in all its amazing variety over the following days as God created vegetation, fish, animals, birds, and human beings. I love the way in which John begins his gospel. He clearly has these opening verses of Genesis in mind, and he makes it clear that Jesus was with God his Father in the act of creation. He writes about Jesus as the Word of God, the one through whom God spoke to the world. In John chapter 1, verse 4, he wrote, "The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone." Sadly, however, the light that Jesus brought into the world wasn't what everyone wanted. In one of the most agonizing verses in the Bible, John notes that even Jesus' own people did not receive him. The light of Jesus still shines brightly in our world today, but that light is never imposed. We have a choice as to whether we accept it or stagger about in the dark. On the face of it, it doesn't sound like much of a choice. Who would ever choose the darkness? Why would anyone want to stagger around, bumping into obstacles and exposing themselves to danger when the light is on offer? But the fact is that incredibly, many people do choose the darkness, and sometimes, truth to tell, so do we. Let's deliberately open ourselves to Jesus' light today. It's like pulling back the bedroom curtains at the start of the day. There's no law which tells us that we have to do this, but we do it because we want to welcome the light. Let's welcome the light of Jesus today. Loving Lord, we invite you to shine your light into our lives today. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll have a great day and will join me for Be Still and Know every weekday here on Premier.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Llegó la semana para miembros a Lowe's. No te pierdas hasta 40% de descuento en cientos de artículos en pinturas, puertas, grifos y tocadores para baños y mucho más. Aprovecha ofertas exclusivas en tiendas o en línea desde ahora hasta el 18 de julio. ¿No eres miembro de MyLowe's Pro Rewards? Únete hoy gratis y prepárate para ahorrar más. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Programa de lealtad sujeto a términos y condiciones. Detalles en Lowe's.com/term. Sujeto a cambios.